bring up anything you want. Toll free number 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
And inviting you to the website. Go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Create the content of the site. You can actually add stuff to the website, and then other listeners vote on it. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. We'll continue. I'll tell you about Dennis the Menace coming up here in a little bit. We had a huge turnout, a good turnout, over at the courts in New Hampshire at the Supreme Court at a hearing today, and they attempted to intimidate us into stopping recording video in the court lobby, and I'll let you know how that went here in a moment. But first, let's go to you and your thoughts. Ryan, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hello?
You are right there. We hear you. Go ahead.
Am I on?
Can you hear us? Okay, I guess we're having some sort of technical difficulties. He just dropped off the line. So maybe, Ryan, you're certainly welcome to call back. Might have been a bad cell or something like that. Sometimes these things happen. 855-450-FREE. So myself and about two or three, probably two carloads of Keniacs, activists from the Keene area, and some folks from Manchester also came out to today to go to the State House, not the State House, excuse me, the I'm so used to saying the State House in tandem with Concord, but Concord, New Hampshire, the capital of New Hampshire. They also have the New Hampshire Supreme Court there. This is my first time actually going into the Supreme Court building, and I think it was probably most people's first time because there's never been any reason to go there. And they were having a hearing about standardizing camera rules across all of the New Hampshire courts, because right now it's completely arbitrary. You have no idea, you know, when you walk into a courthouse how they will be handling the media. Some of them confiscate everyone's cameras and cell phones. Other courts don't do anything at all. And so we went into, with the intention of testifying at this hearing. It was supposed to be a public hearing, and the hope was that we'd be able to speak as the public, that it wouldn't just be a public hearing where, you know,
you can watch the bureaucrats do their stuff.
And it actually did turn out to be one in which we could speak, and so a number of folks did sign up to speak. But prior to getting into the hearing was when the action really happened. And for me, this was the main reason to go. I did want to testify, and I wanted to let these people know what my experience has been watching people get arrested for using a video camera in a public place like a court lobby. There's been no shortage of arrests like that up here. It's been absolutely outrageous. And I told my story, and I told some of their stories, and I did get up and speak, as did a number of others. But the main motivation for me and what I consider the real reason to go was that essentially I saw it as a showdown. That this was the time when we needed to make the stand, because we needed to, and it hasn't happened yet. Until today. It hasn't happened in Cheshire County, which is where we do the show, which is arguably the most oppressive place in New Hampshire.
That's where we do the show.
It's because it's where a lot of activists are. No, it's not because of me, Mark. It's because of activists. There's multiple. If it was just me, they'd just lock me in a cage and that would be it. But it's because there are multiple activists out here, and they don't like having light shown on their activities, and they don't like having cameras around to show them to show people what is actually going on in these courtrooms. And so again, we were there for the intention of making a stand. And there were a number of activists from this area that were intending, at least five, maybe six of them, including myself, that we're intending to record video the entire time, like from walking in the front door of the Supreme Court, going through security, and then, you know, while waiting to get into the courtroom.
One of the things that this has the advantage of is to show the Supreme Court justices what it would be like in a world where people could record at, one of these functions. Because I think that the biggest fear, and I think it's a legitimate fear, is that everybody would fancy themselves a news reporter that might, you know, move around the courtroom and get better shots and things like that. And I think that would be distracting. And I think it's a legitimate complaint that, you know, that might be the case. And I think that if everybody brought in a camera with a tripod and tried to set it up and took up sort of more space than they should be allotted, that would be a problem. However, I think if a person wants to sit in their seat and aim their smartphone at the proceedings, meetings that nothing strange is going on.
And that's actually what ended up happening today. There was a whole huge section of people that were recording video at this this hearing, but it was beforehand where they really tried to crack down on people wielding video cameras. And we'll tell you more about that here in a moment, but I have a sneaking suspicion Adam Kokesh is on the line with us here. Adam, is that you?
Yes, sneakily suspicious Kokesh reporting for Free Talk Live.
Hey, Adam.
So I heard you were running around Washington, D.C. in your underpants?
Yeah, it's my favorite pastime, flashing politicians and lobbyists and throwing my junk in their face. You know, I love getting the reaction, so... You know, I just thought I'd take it a step further and do it to the TSA, and you know, they're apparently just as likely to call the cops when you strip down to your boxers to go through a TSA checkpoint as when you give a senator a forehead slap.
So, how'd it go for you?
Well, I actually did not expect what transpired. I went through I was actually directed to go through the body scanner. I said I opted out, and then when I was told I was going to get a pat down, I said, "Oh, I'm just going to strip down instead." And I did. And I've actually gone through the checkpoints before, you know, in the equivalent of like boxers. And I was on the front page of the Albuquerque Journal when I did it for National Opt Out Day last year. And you know, I got a few weird stares, but nothing else from the TSA. And when I did it this time, I guess the timing was a little bit different or something, or someone had a bad day. But the two gentlemen that were there were obviously very uncomfortable. And I told them, look, guys, I'm much more comfortable standing in public in my boxers than I am being felt up by a strange gentleman. And they I don't know what it is. They couldn't understand that. And immediately called the cops, and
wow.
I didn't get a chance to say, "Hey, like I'm trying to go through security and actually be in compliance and not get a like I'll go through the metal detector. You can look at me in my underwear. You can see I don't have anything on me. I will comply with the objective of the security checkpoint. I will comply with the security procedures. And in fact, except for sort of standing up for my rights and not putting my clothes back on and saying, oh, look, I mean, like, you don't have this, you know, authority in essence because I'm complying with TSA regulations. And obviously, like, I'm sure listeners of your show know, people have done this. It's nothing new.
Yes.
I mean, maybe the TSA forgot about everybody doing it for National Opt-Out Day last year. And now they think it's a big deal again, and they can harass people for just doing anything unusual.
If one person does it, they can arrest them. If a whole bunch of people do it, they can't. But I'm curious, when you did this before, you said it was something the equivalent of underwear. So did you wear, like, Speedos, or what'd you wear?
I was wearing like, tiny, tiny running shorts.
Okay.
That were actually, like, more revealing than the boxers I was wearing.
Right. I mean, I think that underwear is underwear, and then everything else kind of falls into a different category. They wouldn't know what to do with you in, say, you know, tiny running shorts versus the the Speedos. You could actually go on a plane wearing those silly things.
Right. Well, the best part is that the grounds for the arrest was disorderly conduct,
of course.
I have to say I never raised my voice. I was perfectly calm, and they were all acknowledged all of that. And they said it was disorderly because I was dressed inappropriately. And the cops kept saying, there are kids around. There are children here. Like, it's inappropriate for a child to see a man in his boxers. Like, it's not on television every single night. Like,
right.
It's not, you know, just a natural human body. Not like I'm even showing anything particularly revealing here. And they cuffed me while I was in my underwear and socks and sat me down at a bench.
So
in front of the
you.
Checkpoint, where everybody could see me for about an hour.
Yeah.
While I was sitting there, nearly naked, for an hour, and they were aiding and abetting me in my disorderly conduct.
Yeah, that's a much better message to send to the children. Mommy, why is that man in handcuffs and not wearing any clothes? He's in handcuffs because he's not wearing clothes. So you can't wear clothes. Like,
well,
that's silly.
And they wouldn't even know that, though. I mean, that's the thing, is they just handcuff him and sit there. I mean, the people that saw you get arrested were gone, and then a whole new crew's coming through, and people are just wondering, why is there a man sitting over there handcuffed in his underpants and socks?
Hold on. TSA George was there.
Yeah, I know. That's how we found out about this. He took a break and he called us and gave us a heads up. Do you want? If there's more to your story, I'd like to keep you with us and talk a little further about it.
Yeah, sure. All right. I'm sitting here in front of a baggage carousel waiting for my bag.
All right, great. We'll be back more with Adam Kokesh here in a moment from AdamVersusTheMan.com. That's his website. Does some internet TV work. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Anything you want. Toll free number 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
And you can join us, of course, over freetalklive.com and enjoy features like our archives, where you go back all the way to late 2006. You can download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you'd like. No limits. Just go click and enjoy over at freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for the perfect treat to bring to this year's holiday party? How about a great gift idea for friends and family? This year, make it George's Famous Baklava. George's Famous Baklava is a walnut pastry with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. It's the perfect treat for any holiday party with friends, family, or coworkers. George's Famous Baklava is shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fast, fresh, delicious, and in perfect condition. Order it by Monday, December the 19th, to make sure that you have it in time for Christmas. Check out George's Famous Baklava at mandrik.com. That's where you can get it. M-A-N-D-R-I-K. There's no C in mandrik, mandrik.com.
We've got Adam Kokesh with us here calling from the airport in D.C. as he has been refused access to his plane because basically you decided you didn't want to get you'd rather not have the body scanner operate on you, and you'd prefer to not be felt up. So you stripped down to your boxers, and they arrested you for so-called disorderly conduct, which of course is a favorite catch-all by the police. It's basically the charge they levy at anyone that they don't like, because it's not like you were doing anything that was actually wrong. They were accusing you of, there's children around. But haven't people ever brought their kids to a pool where people are wearing skimpy clothes before? What's the big deal?
Doesn't dad sit around in his underwear and scratch himself at home? really?
They cuffed you, they sat you down on a bench and kept you there for an hour while what? While they just shuffled paperwork around? What was going on?
Well, of course, they have the normal little mini three-ring circus with the representative of the airline and the representative of the TSA and the guys with the badges on their suit lapels and the guys in the blue costumes and the fat ones and the skinny ones, and it was a show. It was the typical reaction of the machine to something in the way of the gears turning smoothly, and the sort of typical overreaction. But I had a nice chance to chat with the cops and made it clear that they were aiding and abetting me in my disorderly conduct by having me handcuffed in my underwear and preventing me from being reasonably dressed in public.
It's true.
So you're facing disorderly conduct charge, so that's the D.C. cops that have brought that charge?
No, because I was at Dulles. It was airport police, but it was under Virginia state law,
Virginia.
Disorderly conduct charge. But I just want to say, to give a shout-out back to TSA George, who was there, and I didn't recognize him at first. He waved. I think he's trying not to blow his cover and sort of whispered, I won't even say what it was, but a code word to me, if you will, as I was passing out through the area. And it was nice to know that someone there appreciated what was happening, because I saw him walking around looking at me earlier. I'm like, why is this one? He actually gave me a little salute, doing it subtly, and I was like, who is this guy we've got on the inside?
It's funny. It's really funny.
Well, TSA George has been listening to Free Talk Live for more years than I can recall. He's definitely been around the movement for a long time, and you both actually were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and he came out to the Jefferson Dance Party last year. Yep. It's a small world. And so Adam, what's next? Now you got a court date? You're going to go to – I take it you're not going to take the plea deal on this, right?
Right. No, I'm going to – well, I've got a court date for February 17th, and I can file a complaint with the TSA. Oh, and the TSA agent also threatened me with a $6,000 civil fine for causing the disruption, of course. So I don't know if I'll have to fight that. But I think if I go to court and what I'm being charged with is disorderly conduct, all I can really challenge is the disorderly conduct charge. But what I'd like to do is sort of – maybe, if possible, just put my little stone on the pile that's going to go towards helping redefine the relationship between the police and the TSA, so that it's not so much a power trip for the TSA that they can just say, oh, this guy looked at me funny, call the cops, and the cops just arrest them and pull them out of the checkpoint without asking questions, which puts the burden of responsibility on the police to create an arrest. And really, that's what happened. Like, even if the TSA security agent involved in my incident today had said, well, we believe you're not doing what we're telling you to do, and we believe you're breaking TSA regulations, and we don't know what to do, so we're going to call the police because we're not comfortable with you being here at this place where we're supposed to be providing security. And the police removed me peacefully and got me out of there and said, well, you know, if you plan on trying again, will you try differently? If you do this, you know, you'll be arrested because it's airport property or what have you, or take me to the TSA supervisor and get a little clarification on what the actual rules are going through a TSA checkpoint. You know, I could understand it, but I don't think a whole lot's going to come of this.
Probably not, but at the very least, it could be publicity for you and your show, Adam versus the Man, AdamVersusTheMan.com. You were on RT, and then they, for whatever reason, decided they didn't want you there, and so you kind of took your show to the internet, which is kind of what Free Talk Live has done over the years. If we've ever not been on a radio station in the past, we always went online. Of course, your show's always been online as well, but now it's focusing there. And Allie, you were just watching some of Adam's content tonight, just by chance. She had your content on her laptop, where you're going down to the Occupy DC on a regular basis.
Yeah, I love those videos of the people in DC just to get an idea of like where their minds are at and what are they trying to do there and all this. The videos of them trying to censor you are probably the best ones just because it looks so bad for them.
Well, you know, there was a point I was actually interviewing a woman who was part of the SEIU co-option attempt of the occupation movement when the SEIU, through our DC and some other front groups, sponsored their occupation on the mall, which ended up not being an occupation at all. Everybody who came, you know, ended up staying and sleeping somewhere else. It was a big joke. But they were basically using the occupation movement as an excuse to get activists to go to Capitol Hill and lobby Republican congressmen and senators. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, I'll go interview them there. And I was interviewing this woman. I felt really bad for a second because she was from Arizona. She was talking to Senator Kyle, and I'm not a fan of Senator Kyle. You know, I'm not, he's a, you know, mainstream Republican right statist. And she was going to demand, like, why isn't he listening to us? Why isn't he hearing us that we're making these demands? He's ignoring us. And I felt bad for her for a second. Like, wow, you know, you have a politician that's blowing you off. That sucks. But then I thought, then the conversation progressed. And she said that the reason she was there was to get him to support the Obama jobs plan. Like, oh, no, I'm not defending the man. I was afraid for a second there. Maybe I was taking the side of the man. But when she said, no, I'm here to get him to support the Obama jobs plan, I was all the more confident in what I was doing and exposing them. Because I think really it's a different strain of statism behind the occupation movement.
You've been capturing some great moments. You've been down there a lot. Lots of funny stuff, some outrageous stuff, like Allie said, where they're trying to shut you down.
Some of the best content on the Occupy movement
that's
been created, period.
Over at AdamVersusTheMan.com. Adam, thanks, man. You probably have somewhere to be, so I appreciate you being on the show tonight.
Well, it looks like some bags are coming off the carousel, and I'm just going home.
Digestive
health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better.
Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. 855-453, that's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And we invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those, including the news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via Twitter, Facebook, email. That's news.freetalklive.com.
The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you need a boat. Not just any boat. A life yacht. It's a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, and has a shallow draft of less than 3 feet to be able to get a four-wheel drive vehicle, car, or SUV ashore. With a life yacht, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. You could be involved for $1,000 and the commitment of as little as 8 months. EricksonCouncil.com. Again, go check out EricksonCouncil.com and take a serious look at this.
All right, so our number again, 855-450-FREE. Kind of been throughout the last couple hours of the show telling bits of the story from today as a bunch of activists converged on the Supreme Court in New Hampshire as they were looking at some new rules to standardize cameras in court and what, you know, those rules should be across all of the New Hampshire courts because they've been very arbitrary.
And they certainly should be standardized.
Up until this point. And so what really, you know, as far as what actually happened in the hearing, I've got footage. I recorded 2 hours of footage today at various different points throughout what we were doing. And so there was a lot of testimony. A lot of individuals who love liberty came out. They spoke out in favor of press freedom, spoke out in favor of everyone being the press, talked about how, you know, the line between what is an established media or mainstream media and, you know, the independent media is blurring. And
important to note, the mainstream media did not bother to show up at this.
Incorrect.
Well, barely. You said there were two people, right?
They had their representatives show up. There's like a press association in New Hampshire, and so the representatives for the press association, the lawyer and a representative, showed up.
You don't think that's kind of pathetic?
I agree with you. Outside of those two folks, the rest of the courtroom was filled with liberty activists.
Okay.
So had the liberty activists not come out, and the supermajority of the liberty activists were not New Hampshire natives, it was mostly free staters, people who have come here from outside of New Hampshire in order to live more free and to attain more freedom in our lifetime.
And to stand for the freedoms that already exist in New Hampshire. Right. It's a free estate.
Because someone needs to do it, and clearly no one else was going to do it that day.
Yeah.
So, or today. And so there was a lot of testimony, a lot of, you know, kind of recaps of some of the arrests that have happened. They clarified after the first few testimonies that this wasn't supposed to be a hearing about people being restricted in the lobbies. It was only supposed to be about inside the courtroom. But nonetheless, everyone kept talking about the lobbies, and because, it, as I pointed out in my testimony, it's a chilling effect. When you can't have a camera in the lobby, it makes you not want to come in the building at all in the first place because you're afraid of what these, you know, men with guns might do to you. And that's what Jason Talley was saying. He says he doesn't want to come into the courthouse anymore because he's been arrested and dragged around in there for having a camera.
And the judges claim power over the lobbies, too. I mean, we don't. Let's have some consistency all around, gentlemen.
So they made the decision, I guess, later. I didn't stay for this. We only stayed for the
These are the greatest legal minds in the state of New Hampshire. They can't handle the area outside of the courtroom. We can't get a little consistency here. I mean, this is just absolutely, it is outrageous. Outrageous that some judge can just say, oh, yeah, we're not going to allow cameras in the courtroom. And they just change their policies any old time they want. When they get caught lying, committing felonies on film, they just change their rules.
It's a shame.
Nobody holds them to it.
It's a shame you couldn't make it out, Mark, because there was some great testimony from folks. And you've been threatened by the sheriff over recording video at the court. He threatened you with arrest. So people were able to tell their stories and kind of explain what's actually going on out there because these people are completely insulated. They, you know, they have no idea. It's just this panel of folks that's looking at judicial policies, and so they may not have even heard of half of the things that that we told them about today. Turns out later on, apparently they did vote to adopt these new proposed rules, which are an improvement over the current situation. But honestly, I didn't even have a chance to read the rules before I went into this hearing. I just went in to tell them what was going on and what, you know.
So have you read the rules now?
No, I'm looking. I'm waiting for Seth Cohn, who's one of the state reps here, to send them to me.
Okay.
So I still haven't had a chance. But from what I understand, it's more improved over the current situation. So I guess, you know, the system is slowly moving in the right direction. Well, but I don't expect them to do anything different. Like, this is why I'm such a skeptic of this, you know, use the system approach. Because I feel like even if they do put these new rules into effect, I wonder if the courts will even care. Like, this court here doesn't seem to give a flip about what the rules say. They just do whatever it is that they want to do. But anyway, so, like, it was a good positive outcome from people testifying.
Well, you
and
know,
they
one thing I
want
to say is I understand some of the reticence that they have as far as having cameras in a courtroom. I wouldn't want anybody just, you know, people with big giant cameras and tripods all over the place. I mean, there's a certain limited space issue. But that's, to me, the only, and moving around, trying to get better shots, I think those are the only real legitimate complaints.
I've heard the complaints made that if you let activists, or if you let anyone film in the lobbies, then you'll get the victims of the court or
right.
whatever on
that's
camera.
That's the big excuse. They brought that one up today and asked somebody about that, and it happened before I got up there, so I addressed that when I came up. And the issue was, well, what about the children? There's children that testify, and you can't have them recorded. And I said, well, wait a minute. If I wanted to record children, and I don't, but if I wanted to, I could just stand outside the courthouse. So I said, how far outside of the courtroom, how many, you know, concentric circles outside of the courtroom will you be able to restrict my ability to film children in public? Again, that seems a little creepy. I'm not interested in doing that. But if I wanted to, same thing with jurors. If I want to film jurors, because that was another one of their concerns, we can't have the jurors film. There's jurors. Well, the jurors come out of the courthouse, too. And we've been outside the courthouses when the jurors have come out attempting to get interviews with them on camera. So, again, it's all this security theater. They
and
just want to control people.
They can somehow keep jurors from being filmed. But they can't keep witnesses from being filmed? I mean, they can't. If it's the, you know, I understand why the rape victim wouldn't necessarily want to be on film. And by the way, that's never happened around here. Not to say that it couldn't. But can't they create a little room for witnesses to sit in that do not wish to be filmed? The non-filming room that's off to the side? I mean, it doesn't.
But if you're going to be a witness in a case, you should be subject to being filmed. I mean, witnesses in America are supposed to be public. They're not supposed to be able to come up with a bag on their head. They're not supposed to be able to come up and, you know, testify anonymously. They're supposed to be seen because they're supposed to stand behind what they're claiming.
Right.
So I made all these points and more. And again, they do seem to be moving in the right direction. So I think it was overall was very positive from a political standpoint, from an inside the system standpoint. Mm-hmm. I think it went pretty well. It remains to be seen whether or not these rules will actually be respected by the courts. Hopefully they will, because they're coming down from the Supreme Court. That'll remain to be seen. But I'll tell you more about what actually happened out in the lobby here in a moment. Let's first go to you and your thoughts. Scott, listening in Tennessee to WHUB in Cookeville. Hey, Scott.
Man, that's cool, Ian. Thank you very much, man. I listen to y'all all the time. And
thanks.
I'm very political like y'all. And I know y'all want Ron Paul. And I know Kane has gone out of the situation. I registered to vote last year, mm-hmm. and I don't know how to cast my vote, but we've got to change the system. I'm all pro-gun for y'all, like you guys that went on campus a few weeks ago.
Right.
I'm a political person. I'm so glad it got through to y'all, man, because I'm not trying to be on the radio. I'm just, you know, but I have a son-in-law. He's been here 6 years from Mexico. He sends money to his family. He doesn't fight my daughter. He's a good guy, man. He takes care of his son, which is 3 years old. I took his son to church last Sunday. I'm not the most upstanding person in the world, but I would like to go Republican this year. You can dress Michelle Bachmann up with her Barbara Bush pearls and stuff, but I like Ron Paul. I like the Constitution. I love the Bill of Rights. I love to be able to take my grandson out on the porch and say, hey, grandbaby. We're going to shoot a deer. We're going to skin it out. You know,
Ron Paul would support
Ron
that.
Ron Paul would support that. I like Ron Paul, too. Although I'm
Ron Paul is really
political.
The only choice that a Republican voter can make at this point.
It's the only choice a Democrat voter can make.
It's true.
If you love peace.
During the primary.
Anytime, I think.
No, I mean, strategically. It's the only choice one gets to make.
Scott, I don't know if you were going somewhere with that, but we'll bring it back. Give you a chance here to finish up your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Or if you just want to say you love Ron Paul.
He's pretty cool.
I love Ron Paul.
Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want. Even in these remaining moments, we'll try to sneak you in if you're already on the line. If not, you probably are not going to have time to get in tonight, but that's okay. We do this thing 7 nights a week.
You'll have your chance again tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern time, exactly. You can get on the air 7 nights a week, and so join us also over at freetalklive.com where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can also help support the show by going and shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. In fact, just added the spinbitcoins.com banner to the shopping page to give you an extra option, because Spin Bitcoins allows you to use bitcoins at retailers like Amazon. So if you wanted, rather than spend your dollars or your fiat currency, if you'd rather spend bitcoins and help Free Talk Live at the same time, because that's what you can do through the shop page, you can use their Spin Bitcoins banner there too. Get you over. And by the way, coming up here in February, the 23rd through the 26th, we will all be attending the Free State Project Liberty Forum. At least I think you're going, right, Allie?
I want to go. Excellent. I think I'll go.
I hope you will be able to, because it's a lot of fun. And Mark and I were old hat at this. We've been for pretty much every single Liberty Forum that there's been. I think we've been from the very beginning.
Well, you missed a portion of one.
But I attended it. I had to go to an industry convention that same weekend. But we're going to be there, and but don't just come to see us. We're not that exciting. But what is exciting about the Liberty Forum is being around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. It's happening in the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel here in New Hampshire. It's happening February 23rd through the 26th. You can get signed up at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You get to see some great speeches from people like Peter Schiff. He's one of the keynote speakers.
Big
also
deal.
Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, and many other topics on discussion. Also panel discussions on, like, making the move to New Hampshire, civil disobedience, and many more topics will be announced. The schedule is still being put together, but it's up for registration now. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Lock in your hotel room as soon as you can. You don't want to be stuck in a situation where you procrastinated, and then all of a sudden, oh, crap, the hotel's sold out, and then you got to be at some hotel down the street, and then you've got to travel in the wintertime in New Hampshire. You know, let me tell you,
do
you don't want to do
it as soon as possible. Yeah, you don't want to be sorry.
So take a moment, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, use our coupon code FTL2012, and you'll save 10%. Again, coupon code FTL2012 at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Let's go back to Scott listening to WHUB in Tennessee. Scott, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were talking about Ron Paul. You seem pretty excited about him, and I'm not sure if you were going anywhere else besides just pumping up Ron Paul, but what else did you have on your mind?
Well, Ian, look, I'm only like 80 miles from Nashville, and I'd really like to come to y'all's convention down in Nashville.
We don't have a convention in Nashville. I'm not sure what that would be.
Well, I thought y'all were having a Free Talk Live forum in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashua,
New Hampshire.
Nashua,
and no, it's
New
not a free.
Hampshire.
It's
I'm
not
sorry,
a,
brother. I'm
it's not
sorry,
a Free
man.
Talk Live convention. It's the Liberty Forum. It's put on by the Free State Project. We just happen to come along and broadcast live from there because I really support what the Free State Project is all about. So that's why we're there.
I think y'all guys are right on, man, because I believe in the Bill of Rights, and I believe in the Constitution, and I believe in America. But we really do got to do something, man. If we don't get any change, I don't know what's going to jump off before the elections in November. I know you guys are not the conspiracy theorists or whatever, you know. You're not the Jesse Ventura type characters. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yes, man, I listen to talk radio all the time. And I'm trying to stress my point of view. I listen to that bigot character or whatever, that other Scott. This is not that Scott. This is Scott from Tennessee, man.
Right.
Okay. And I listened to the calls, and the man that called in from Colorado the other day about the Scott, the character up there, wherever he's from, he needs to get out of his mama's basement. But no, as far as the Hispanic community, not all of them are bad, man. I think
no, most of them are good. I mean,
my son-in-law is a fantastic young man. If I was to give my daughter to somebody to give away as my, you know, to her,
well,
to him.
You don't get to give your daughter to anyone.
Yeah,
she gets to decide for herself.
Yeah, well, I understand that. Yes, right. I heard her chime in the background. No, you guys are right on, man.
But what you're saying is you feel comfortable with him, and you like him, and I thank you, Scott, for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you.
I'd like to make my point on Ron Paul being the only choice for a Republican.
That'd be great, Mark, but we've got lots of folks that want to talk to us here, so you can do that another night.
I will.
We're on 7 nights a week. So,
thanks. As a matter of fact, I'll do the Sunday show this week.
You should
make
sure
I get plenty of time to talk about it.
Right. Immigrants, mostly good people. I mean, they're moving here for good reasons.
Let's go to the calls. We got people waiting.
We're doing that. Let's go to John, listening also in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. Hey, I wanted to make a quick point on this cameras in the lobby. It was nice that they're looking to move certainly in the direction of in the courtroom. Can you imagine the situation today in that lobby if those thugs with the guns did not have more people around with cameras?
There would have been arrests today. If we didn't have as many people as we had today, for sure people would have been arrested.
Oh, and maybe even beat up and hurt. I mean, the way that guy was, I think he was wanting to hurt people. He gave me a little shove. He pushed a woman.
He shoved you?
He shoved another woman. John is, you know, I don't know how old you are, John. You're probably early 60s?
I look like that.
Okay, and you're senior, and you got shoved by one of the security agents
and
today.
And the most peaceful man you're going to find.
Right.
I mean, John wasn't causing any trouble. That's ridiculous.
John is the pastor of the Peaceful Assembly Church in Grafton. I mean, you talk about peace, this guy's all about it.
I forgot how to cause trouble a long time ago.
Now, not only that, but he also pushed Cecilia, who is one of the newer movers to the Keene area, who'd come out, again, as a number of us did, to this court hearing today. He pushed her. He shouted at the top of his lungs at Kate, who is just a teenage young lady. I mean, she's maybe 18 years old. And this guy was trying to stare down people. Like, he was trying to be as intimidating as he possibly could. He was in a staring contest with Pete Eyre from Liberty
on the wrong one.
I mean, he was trying to stare down as many people as he possibly could, and people were just staring right back at him and laughing at him. And he was being a real jerk. And his name was Dennis.
He's a real problem. I think the guy's got some mental issues.
Seriously.
And I just did a search to see Dennis the Menace in New Hampshire. He's not a YouTube star yet. I thought
not yet. That's coming. Because we had probably, I don't know, John, what do you think, maybe 8 to 10 cameras out in that lobby?
Sure, it's got to be that.
Yeah, because I know that seemed like there were maybe 10 or 12 actually out in the courtroom. I don't know if everyone was willing to pull them out in the lobby, but there was a good amount of people that were. And so we had several different angles of this man's behavior, as well as some of the other bureaucrats. There was one woman who appeared to be the clerk of court. She comes out and she's like, "Is Ian Freeman here?" And I kept my mouth shut because I'm like, I don't want to talk to this woman. I don't know who she is. I don't know what she wants me. For all I know, they want to arrest me. And so I didn't speak up. And then she just started to lecture everyone. You know how like an authoritarian kind of, like, imagine like your principal from high school or a teacher sticking their index finger up and kind of wagging it at you. This is how she was treating everyone in there. She was just holding up her index finger and wagging it around as though she's some sort of authoritarian in charge of all of us, telling us you can't record video in the lobby. There's a court order that says you can't do it.
Which,
and
so
somebody
made up. Right. They never produced anything like that.
Right. So somebody says to her, "Well, can you show us the court order?" And so she kind of flutzed around a little bit and then ended up walking out of the room and never came back with the court order.
And,
so,
and apparently those are just magic words which she can normally just yell at people. "I have a court order," and people probably just bow down and say, "Oh."
Absolutely they do. Most people will do what they're told. And this was a day when they tried to flex their governmental power over people, and they completely failed. They had to back down. They tried as best they could. They had this intimidating guy, and they're trying to intimidate people. This woman comes in, threatens everybody. She leaves the room 15 minutes later. Right, then three state cops show up, so it looks like they're trying to, arm up to handle as many arrests as they possibly can, but they ended up just standing around and watching. They totally backed down. We completely won today because enough people came out and stood strong together in favor of press freedom at this New Hampshire court lobby. No one was arrested.
The
Supreme Court lobby. It's something that I've always wanted to see happen here in Keene. It yet has yet to happen here in Keene, people to do the same sort of thing, just multiple people with cameras coming into court. But it worked today, and it's proof, more proof of concept that if you have enough people who are willing to take some risk, that you can win. They will back down. It was great. I'm glad I got to see you out there today, John.
You know your point with the if they have a witness, you're gone, huh?
No, right here. No, if they have a witness.
So if they have a witness that they don't want seen. I liked how you said that they could do it with a bag on their head. And they should actually literally have to do that. We talked about that when Weta Claus was on trial. If they're saying that these people can't be seen, how about they do? Put a black hood on these people and let them know what their secret society, their snitch society is doing, that they're too ashamed and they can't be seen in public.
It would make some interesting footage, that's for sure. John, we're out at almost out of time for tonight, but I appreciate hearing from you. Where can folks go to learn more about the Peaceful Assembly Church?
PeacefulAssemblyChurch.org is a website, which I do that by myself. I'm not much of a computer guy, so it's always way behind. New Hampshire Underground.
I know you're working on getting some folks.
Forum.com.
That's nhfree.com for the forums over there. John, thanks for the call tonight. If you didn't get in tonight, we'll definitely get you on. But the video footage will be coming. There's a lot of different angles. Somebody's going to have to cut up different people's cameras because we've got like six different angles on this Dennis the Menace character, this ludicrous security agent today. We'll let you know when that video is available. Keep your eyes over at freekeen.com. It will likely pop up there because the folks that were participating today that had their cameras out, for the most part, were from Keene. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll join you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
This holiday, Barnes & Noble has the gift you can feel great about giving. Nook Simple Touch. It's the world's number one reader, top rated by expert reviewers. And now it's only $99. With over 2 million titles right at your fingertips, Nook Simple Touch is a must-have gadget for everyone who loves to read. It's the smart, affordable gift. Give the incredible Nook Simple Touch. Just $99 with free gift wrapping at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Or visit Nook.com. Hurry while supplies last.